Hello guys, and welcome to Run Planet 365. And today we're going to talk about adjusting things in training and how to adjust things, and just in general, like being open-minded when it comes to, you know, your training, your journey, and your everything, right? So let's just say that you become a runner and you've started training. You have all these motivational goals, you have all these goals, and you hire a coach and things like that. So, and then, you know, you have all the things that you want to do in running. And obviously, what I don't recommend is, I wouldn't recommend giving like timelines and or putting a certain pressure that, hey, I want to, you know, this year I want to qualify for Boston, or this year I want to break this. Like right away, by like doing that, is what you're doing is you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself that in the long term it could not be beneficial for anybody. And this is what I've learned in my 20 plus years as a runner. 23 years or 24 years that I've been, you know, ever since I started running in high school. So think about it, you know, like, I've learned that this is a long-term game, right? Always has been, always will be. The people that look at it like, you know, like, hey, I'm going to be doing this for a very long time. You know, for some people it's 5 years, for some people it's 10, for some people it's lifetime. And the only thing that you fully control in running or in training is your best effort, you know, and your best attempt to be the best version of yourself, you know, to enjoy the training, to enjoy racing. And sometimes the only way that you can start to enjoy all these things and is when, of course, you've not enjoyed it, or where you're coming from, like where you've put a lot of pressure. And, you know, to give examples, sometimes I think like one of the examples, as I've learned too, could be, you know, even in my wife's situation, you know, when she's run a 2:29.00, the best, and you know, there's always that pressure of like, you know, like, there's always that pressure of trying to get better every year and doing a lot of things and, you know, maybe training extra hard, you know, trying to get like, you know, getting that breakthrough. And then, you know, there's that saying in life, you know, the harder you try at something, the farther away you might get away from it, you know, like, and especially it's more trickier in distance running. It's not necessarily who tries the hardest. It's who is in the right mindset, who is training at the right efforts, who is having the most joy and most fun, and who's on top of things, you know. And honestly, I can tell you that, you know, balanced athlete, mentally, physically, in any kind of way, will always be a better runner than somebody with a lot of pressure, with a lot of, you know, I have to do this, I want to do this. And that's why I always say that, like, what you want to be able to do, guys, is say in the long term, you know, I want to be the best version of myself as a runner. I'm just starting now. So when you're starting a new sport, or maybe you're starting to, you know, train and you haven't ran races much and you're seeing other people are doing it, like, the first thing that you want to do is you want to enjoy the process. Let me tell you what, like, that's the best time, you know, like when you're young or when you're starting new in this sport. You want to enjoy, like, because it's such an enjoyable sport if it's done the right way. And by lowering your goal, I'm not saying you lower your expectations and goals. What I mean is by, like, you're still going to work hard, but don't set the goals and expectations set in stone that, like, hey, if I don't get this by this and this, then I'm this and this. That creates unnecessary strain, unnecessary pressure, and that pressure builds up to people, you know. And then next thing you know, injuries happen, and then you lose joy in running, and then you're, you know, you you look for like ways to come back. And these are all realities in the sport, you know, like not necessarily like for everybody, but you know, not in just, you know, and these are like, you know, in it could be in my case, it could be in my wife's case. These are things where we have to pull back a little bit, and you kind of like have to decide, and you have to say like, you know what, hey, you know, how do I change some things? What do I need to fix? You know, what, why is this going on? Like, for example, like when I was maybe not struggling last year with running a little bit, you know, and not being able to fully accomplish, you know, how I wanted to, you know, where my expectations were and where the reality was, you know, I had to tell my mind, well, you know, I need to fix some things, you know, I need to adjust some things and things like that. So in what I was able to do in my case, I was able to, you know, I told myself, I just need a race, you know, the number one thing. And I said, I'm going to go into this race with no absolute expectations, which I did, was the Carmel half marathon last week in Indiana. And I didn't have any expectations, right? And honestly, I just said, I know I'm not in the PB shape. I know I'm not whatever shape, but I said, but let me try to find out who am I, what am I at, like in this day, on this day. I don't want to say, you know, I'm a 66-50 guy, or I've done this, I think I can do this. I said, I want to see the facts. You know, as you guys remember the last episode, I talked about facts, and I said, I want to see the facts. I'm going to go to a race and I'm going to run whatever I run, and then I'm going to get my numbers. And based on those numbers, I know I'm going to know where I'm at currently. What I've done for the last 2 months produces so-and-so, and I have my answer. So going into the race, you know, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the race, and I'm going to get come back to what I'm talking about, yeah, for you guys, picking, you know, thinking long-term and not putting any pressure expectations in first few years as you start running. And what I realized was, you know, even though I wasn't sure exactly what I can run, right? Because I've done some amount of training, like, you know, not at 100% of my what I've always done, but I've done like the 80% training, and I thought that, okay, I'm not in the worst shape ever, and I'm not in the greatest shape ever. I'm somewhere in the middle. I physically, mentally knew that. So that way, I pretty much, you know, I also looked at my Coros watch, and you know, for the first time, I didn't even have the confidence to feel that I can run what my watch was telling me. Usually I say, hey, I can beat my watch. But this time I kind of said, you know, it was saying me 108.45. And I was like, I'm not sure if I'm capable of running 108.45 at this time of, you know, this year, right now. So I told myself, you know, I think I can run, like, you know, just to be safe, I told myself in my mind, I think I can run 110. You know, I can, and maybe I can run 109 on a great day. And I ended up running 110 and 08, so 1 hour, 10 minutes, 8 seconds, which was 5:21 per pace, per mile, for 13 miles. And that was like, you know, that was my kind of like, okay, that's a fact, great way, I got a fact. You know, I went out fast, I went out on 68, and I came back pretty slow. But I don't really care, because, you know, I got my numbers, and now I have, you know, down the line, I say, hey, I have another opportunity, and with another opportunity, I go and run another half marathon, and I say, maybe let me knock down another minute. And that's how you make a comeback, and that's how you make, you know, that's how you find your, you know, your best shape, and you come back to, you know, your best version of yourself for what it is right now. So back to what this episode is about is that finding joy and knowing, hey, I want to be the best version of myself. And what does that require for me to do in the long run? For the new runners, that requires being patient. You know, when you go out and you have like a 30 or 40 minute run, and you find going at like 12 or 15 minutes per mile, like that could feel like you might feel like I'm not getting anywhere with this, right? I'm so slow, I feel like a turtle, whatever, right? We've all been there. But let me tell you that you're not there forever, and you are doing what you need to do for now, so that later you can be where you want to be. You can't, you know, let me give you the opposite way. If you start, if you go there, you know, start running, and you become like too ambitious, you become too crazy, and you go too fast in it, you take the joy out of it, you might get injured, and you're not thinking long term, and you're not producing the results that you need in the long term. And then what happens is after a month or two, you quit because you don't see progress. And you don't see progress because you're not following step by step. You want to be on floor 5 when you're in floor 1. And you got to stay in floor 1. If that means 1 month, 2 months, then you guess where you're going to go next? Floor 2. And enjoying each step, you know, not wanting to be, hey, I'm going to be at step 5. I want to be at step 5. We all want to be at step 5. But if you're at step 1, then that's where you are. And you got to take the pride in it. And you got to be happy that that's where you are. Because you can be in step 0. You can be not running at all. You can be injured. You can be depressed. You can be who knows what. You know? Like, these are all the things that you need to appreciate. And that you need to know, hey, if you put your training together day by day, you know, minute by minute, everything, you will arrive where you need to be eventually by being patient. And you will see the joy. You will see that, hey, you know, this week or this month I was running this, 3 months later I'm running 30 seconds per mile faster. So even if that means going from 14 minute mile to 13 minute mile, guess what? That's still progress. That's still improvement. And that's huge, guys. That's like, that's so important too. It's so important to not get ahead of yourselves, to not compare yourselves to anybody, but just being a happy person, being a happy runner, and knowing that you are doing your best. And if you know that you're doing your fully, absolutely best, then you should find the joy in that. Because I don't see, you can never find joy in anything else. Like, if you don't find the joy in these simple things and being happy where you are, you're not going to be happy being running 9 minute miles or 7 minute miles. You're not. You know, if you're not happy at being where you are now, you're not going to be happy when you're fast. That's the same concept, that we need to be present in each day. We need to understand every single run. We need to enjoy every single run. We need to have a harmony. You know, like, once you strike, I've learned this one thing in training. What I learn is the most is when I strike great balance between everything in life, between training, work, and family, and everything, when I'm capable of creating a really balanced approach in my life, then the best results arrive. So these are the things that you really need to focus on, you know, being present every day, you know, being appreciative where you are, being patient, and just enjoying the process, and not comparing and not worrying if you're too slow and thinking that, hey, this is not for me, hey, you know, I'm never going to be good enough. Like, stop telling bad things to yourself, like that your brain is telling you stupid things, okay? Don't even listen to what the, you know, if you have a negative thought that this and this, move that thought in your brain and, you know, and focus on positive things. You're capable of being the best version of yourself. You will become better day by day, but you will also enjoy the process. Don't you ever forget to enjoy these things, you know, for running. Day to day, week to week, month to month. The moment, like, sometimes, you know, and when I speak about this, because I've had experience with this, you know, at a different level or whatever level, we're all runners, but like, I've gone to the places in running where, like, I found myself maybe not being happy or maybe not enjoying the training, the running. And then, you know, like, you get, even I gotten burned out before. I've done it all, you know, all these, I've gone through everything. And that's why I always like to share my thoughts with the newer runners and how, you know, how would I ever do things if I approach things again from the start, you know? And I'm telling you guys, you know, I would enjoy every run. I would enjoy every every PR. Even I remember those days when I used to run like 115s, 117s, you know, like 118s when I started half marathons. And I was so happy with it, you know. And, you know, like recently or last few years, I became obsessed about, you know, trying to maybe improve my PB. And along the, you know, of 66 minutes, and along that line, I think I lost myself out there in terms of, you know, joy. I lost it because I was like, I lost the, any time I didn't run a 106 or any time I wasn't in that kind of like, every time I went to a race, I wanted to, you know, to feel how I felt when I did run those times. And every time I took the joy out of myself from because, you know, that means like, if you don't run this time, that means you're not a happy runner. And I was wrong, you know, like that's that I had a wrong approach. But that's the competitive side in me. So, you know, you kind of have to face these things in life, you know, like sometimes you have to realize that like not everything is about like, you know, just always being, you know, it's good to be competitive, but go out there and enjoy the process, you know, push yourself and just truly have fun. And then the good things will happen on its own, you know, whether it be a PB or whether it not be a PB. If you're having fun and you're pushing your body to the extremes and you're really enjoying it, isn't that all what we want? Isn't that all what we need to do? And we need to be happy with that because our body allows us to be able to push these things, to push yourself. And that's all you need, you know, perspective. Like knowing that like, hey, you know, I need to have a balanced, I have a good balanced training, you know, I have good races and I have a good mental and physical approach to this race or training, and I'm going to be at my best. Not every day is going to be great, but you're going to be out there and execute. And that's what I want you guys, you know, especially the newer runners that are just getting started and realizing, hey, you know, you might see all these people out there, like even I might tell you like my story or my wife's, and you're like, oh, maybe I wish to run someday like that, then maybe you will, you know, but don't like, you know, I can look at some other people and say, I wish to run 59 or 63 minutes for half, but I should be happy for where I'm at, for what I'm running right now. Because if I'm happy, then I can keep improving, that I can keep doing my best. And eventually, all of us, we're going to come at a time where we're not going to improve or we're going to reach our full potential. And then what are you going to do when you can't improve anymore, right? So if your happiness levels is just based on, you know, whether you PR or not, then let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of unhappy runners out there. And that's not what running is about. There's a time in life, you know, like, you know, that you need the PB and you need to still do your best. But let me tell you, you don't need to just put that one, like, expectation and goals and pressures. Those are things that just inhibit your training. Maybe it doesn't allow your body to be free, your mind to be free. It puts extra tension. The tension that you don't need, you know, sometimes, I remember, like, and this was exactly, I'm going to give you guys an exactly small example. I think it was, we were training, me and my wife, we were training for races, you know, like, we were kind of stuck, this was in 2022, I'm not sure. We were kind of stuck with our times and for her, and you know, and then, you know, we said, let us go to Europe and let us race there for fun and let us, you know, go to the beach and let us, you know, do different fun things. And then just we did that for 1 month and we still maintained our fitness and we enjoyed running. And then when we came back, you know, it was a different person. We were both different person. We were both motivated. The body rested, the mind rested, the balance was there. And yeah, if there was balance, and next thing you know, there was PBs. And the training wasn't any different, you know. We got a good couple good weeks and a couple races here and there, but and that led to, you know, her PB in San Jose, and then next that thing led to 5K PB, and then led to marathon PB, all in 2 months, you know. And then of course going to Berlin, you know, last year we had a really good approach in our training camp. And of course, that led to a new PB of 2:29.00. And then, you know, and then I think we started that, like, a little bit of downfall with, like, the injury of hamstring for her, and then a little bit of struggling, you know, for trials and really wanting, you know, really wanting to be the best version of yourself, but the body was not allowing it. And I think somewhere along those lines was a lot of tension and pressure involved, and it didn't produce nothing, you know. So I think, like, but we only learn, guys, we only learn from making these mistakes, from going out there and experimenting them, you know, like, as a, you know, experienced coach and a runner myself, I advise, you know, all the new runners, is like, hey, you need to enjoy this a lot more. You need to not put these huge, heavy expectations on yourself, because, you know, if you don't want to be running with heavy shoulders, you want to be enjoying this sport. When you run your best, when you run free, you win, okay? And you become the best version of yourself. And I think that that's what you want. And I think the journey itself should be enjoyed. It shouldn't be rushed, okay? Every single moment we should enjoy in running, right? We should really enjoy it. And you're gonna have bad days, guys. You're gonna have, you know, not every training session is good. You know, there, and it doesn't mean if you have a bad training session that, hey, my shape is terrible, I'm terrible, everything's terrible. That does not mean anything at all. You know, it just means you didn't have, you know, today the body was tired for whatever reason. And next time it will be better. You adjust some things, maybe you get a sleep, more water, whatever, you know. Take care of yourselves, and then, you know, you know that, you know, you're going to achieve your best version of yourself by following each day, by loving each day, and by being patient, you know. And if you're just starting with the heart rate training, you know, it's going to take some time to understand it. Once you understand the heart rate training, you know, once you understand what you're doing week to week, day to day, month to month, and you take enjoy in process, that's when you're going to start improving. And that's when you're going to start realizing how much running is fun. It's not always fun until we figure it out how it should be fun, how to train correctly so that it is enjoyable process. Yes, there are hard days. Yes, there are easy days. But if we do it the right way, you know, you're capable of having the hard days and you're capable of having the easy days. So you strike a good balance, and that produces good results. Remember, more is not always better, and less is not always better. And I've always said this before, you know, whether I've executed it or not as a coach or whatever, or as an athlete, balance is the key. We all should look for one thing in life, that is balance. And if any time you feel like in running or anything that your balance is out of whack, that's okay. Accept it. Accept the fact that it is out and fix it. You know, just say, hey, I went out of the line. Hey, I'm not in good balance. Hey, I need to fix this. I need to fix that. And then fix it. You know, like, there's no time to, like, wonder, you know, knowing that you're doing something wrong and keep doing it wrong. Fix things, adjust things, and you will be on the right track. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And again, it's all about long-term, and it's all about balance. If you strike balance, take a little bit of tension off yourself and enjoy the journey, you become the best version of yourself, and you really learn to enjoy the process. And that's what I want you guys to do. Thank you so much. Have a good day.